You imagine that back in the ages of faith in medieval England, if you were to walk the streets of the 15th century before Henry VIII's revolt, do you imagine that the streets would be littered with corpses? Or representations of corpses and hanged peoples, with skulls being hanged about with blood gushing out of their eyes? I do not fancy such a scene because it never happened. Well, why wasn't it? Instead, why did they surround themselves with beautiful artwork? The exact opposite. They surrounded themselves with what? Beauty. The beauty of magnificent cathedrals, the beauty of artwork and of sculptures and paintings and sacramentals, like my little Saint, if you're watching on YouTube, my Saint Augustine emblem, a pendant here. Why? These sacramentals just remind you. They remind you of this invisible war that's going on. And that, yes, you can ask a saint to intercede for you. You can even ask a saint, hey, I think I got a bogey on me. Although, if you really want to find out if you got a bogey on you, if things are happening, you get chills down your spine, you think there's something's just not right, you're convinced that there's evil, rebuke it in the name, tell it. Here's the formula. Now, again, a corrected corrector since it's going to go into chat room at crusadechannel.com/chagger. Just tell the formula, you didn't read saving the book, jerk. Here's the formula as I have heard it. Unclean spirit, I command you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to leave this place, place yourself at the foot of his cross, and await his judgment. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Extra credit, splash a little epiphany water their way. They don't like that. Do the signum crucis in Latin. They really hate Latin. Nomen patris et filii et spiritus sancti. So, now some, again, somebody, yeah, that's not how you... Well, the exorcists say that's one way to find out if you got a bogey on you. And if you got a bogey on you, or you got a bogey near someone, I call them bogeys. If you got a demon on you, if you think you got a demon, if you do that and all of a sudden your spine warms up and you feel as though the temperature in the room isn't cold anymore or whatever it was that was weird that was happening is gone, well, then you've just confirmed that one got in, found you, and is stalking you. I've had bogeys. How many of you can raise your hands and go like, I think I've had a bogey, Mike? I've had bogeys. I've had many bogeys. The formula works. Here's a cool thing. When you identify one, then you're going to see that visibilium et invisibilium part. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. Now, that picture that Maggie O'Connell put in the chat room of the man and the woman in the chairs with the heads are pumpkins, okay, now that's festive, kind of. That's fall color, and you got the pumpkin. There's nothing horrifying about that.
And it's not scary.
It's not scary, but it conveys the same thing.
Dress modestly.
And they're dressed. Somebody going, miniature, that's you sitting in the chair with miniature. You know, the guy's got a sport coat on. He's got a vest. He's got a nice tie. He's got slacks. He's got his St. Augustine medal on. So just on this day, if you're going to go out with your kids today, there's nothing wrong with tricks or treats. So remember, always, the first commandment is still in effect. The second commandment is still in effect. Just remember. And just, you know, as Michael Hitchburn said on Tuesday, if you got some epiphany water, before your kids go out amongst all this evil that's out there stalking every child, whether they know it or not, or whether they're doing it intentionally or not, it doesn't matter. You know, do the sign of the cross on the forehead and bless them and say, you know, we're going to go out and we're going to be in the world, not of the world. And I'm going to give you a little blessing. It won't hurt. Back to Joy Pullman on Stop Turning Your Yard into a Hellscape for Halloween. Your warped sense of good and evil is showing. This is neither tasteful nor fun, these ugly decorations, these deadly, awful ghouls and goblins and skeletons and dead people and corpses and bleeding skulls and what have you. Every person who uses public streets is not an adult who enjoys viewing things designed to provoke horror. Some people are old. Some people are very young. Some people have PTSD. Some people have easily sickened stomachs. And people like emergency workers see horrific things on the job and need a break after hours. Like other friends' kids, my four-year-old has been having nightmares since Halloween season started and is unable to sleep alone or even go upstairs in the daytime due to fears of all the horrible things he's seen on our streets. Thanks, neighbors.